And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this update is brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. Mauer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see their professionals at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. In Tuscola County, which is a member of the Saginaw Bay Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area, or SBCISMA, was among the 27 counties statewide from the Michigan Invasive Species Grant Program. And SBCISMA was awarded $70,000 to strengthen and implement strategies for the survey, prevention, treatment, and management of invasive species. The organization provides public education on invasive species identification, prevention, and technical assistance to landowners and land managers on environmentally sound treatment practices. After habitat loss, invasive species are considered one of the greatest threats to threatened and endangered species. SBCISMA focuses its resources on invasive species identified as high concern within the service area due to their rapid spread, ecological impact, and management feasibility. And these include black and pale swallowwort, European frogbit, flowering rush, giant knotweed, Japanese knotweed, and phragmites. And part-time Tuscola County Marine Patrol Deputy Kenneth Proctor passed away peacefully at 75 years of age this past Saturday, March 7th, 2026. He served his nation faithfully in the U.S. Army for 2 years, and in 1995, he went back to school to become a correctional officer. After graduation, he served his community as a CO at Saginaw Correctional Facility and later with Tuscola County Sheriff. He would ultimately retire from his work as a correctional officer in 2012, but however, he would later transfer to the Marine Division as a patrol deputy in 2013. He was still on the roster with Tuscola County Marine Division at the time of his passing, but he was not on duty. Deputy Proctor passed away of natural causes, and his obituary can be found at Ransford Funeral Home's website. Thumb Broadcasting would like to extend special thanks to Tuscola County Undersheriff Baxter for his time and information provided to help with this article. And in Huron County Circuit Court this week, the case involving Nathan Allen Jones is positioned for a low-friction sentencing. Both defense, Michael Morawski, and the people, Timothy J. Rutkowski and Mr. Wallace, aligned on a one-year delayed sentence for the defendant's third-degree child abuse conviction. With no objections to the presentence report or guideline scoring. The only procedural noise was minor plea-type confusion, which the court moved past without dispute. The defense framed the incident as an escalation and argued for a rehabilitation via anger management and reunification efforts, and the people submitted a victim's mother's letter detailing a pattern of violent, neglectful behavior and the child's fear of her father, yet still requested the court follow the delayed sentence recommendation. The stakes are clear. The court must balance public safety and victim protections against structured rehabilitation leverage, with both sides converging on delayed sentencing. The decisive variable becomes the court's conditions and compliance rigor, rather than whether to delay. The courts are committing to a decision that prioritizes enforceable accountability over symbolic leniency. And we will be right back after this message from Courtney Manor.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back with some national news. Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris are advancing to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Donald Trump in February endorsed Fuller, who has called Trump's endorsement rocket fuel for his candidacy. Harris, a cattle farmer and retired brigadier general, was the Democratic nominee in 2024, losing handily to Greene, and he's promising moderation and a focus on the district's problems, contrasting himself with Greene's bomb-throwing style. Fuller is likely to be a favorite in the runoff in Northwest Georgia's 14th congressional district, and the runoff winner must run again later this year to secure a full 2-year seat. And officials say several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, downing trees and power lines in areas south of Chicago and overwhelming the 911 center with emergency calls. The Kankakee County Sheriff's Office says a tornado struck down near the Kankakee Fairgrounds before traveling northeast into Aroma Park, where it caused extensive damage. In videos shared on social media, the twister is seen ripping through a field of farmland near an airport while cars lined the road. The National Weather Service says severe storms were threatening to bring intense tornadoes, damaging winds, and very large hail from the southern plains to the southern Great Lakes. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Ashley Home Store, with some international news.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buys on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frame starting at just $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later? You can. No interest until 2031. Visit Ashley's in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with your international news. Israel believes Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mujtaba Kamani, was wounded during the start of the war. That's according to an Israeli intelligence official and a reservist with knowledge of the situation. They spoke on condition of anonymity, my apologies, because they were not authorized to discuss the matter with the media. They gave no details on the nature of the injuries. Earlier, a projectile hit a Thai cargo ship off the coast of Oman in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze. Authorities are searching for 3 missing crew members from the Mari Nari after 20 were rescued by the Omani Navy. And that is according to Thailand's Marine Department. Kuwait said its defenses downed 8 Iranian drones, and Saudi Arabia said it intercepted 5 heading toward the kingdom's Shabab oil field. Iran has effectively stopped cargo traffic in the narrow strait, through which about a fifth of all oil is shipped. It has also targeted oil fields and refineries in Gulf Arab nations, aiming at generating enough global economic pain to pressure the United States and Israel to end their strikes. The UN Security Council set to vote later Wednesday, or today, as a resolution sponsored by the Gulf Cooperation Council demanding Iran to stop attacking its Arab neighbors. Witnesses reported continuous airstrikes in Tehran after Israel said it renewed its attacks. Explosions were also heard in Beirut and southern Lebanon after Israel said it was hitting targets connected to Iran-backed Hezbollah militants. And we will be right back after Maurer Electric.
Saving money on your monthly electric bill is easy with Maurer Electric, located at 28 Westland Drive in Bad Axe. 35 plus years of experience means Maurer Electric can help find cost-reducing electrical solutions for your factory, business, farm, or home. Don't spend more money than you have to on electricity. Stop in today to see how you can start saving on your monthly energy bills today and put more money back in your pocket. Call 989-269-8171 for Maurer Electric's energy saving solutions.
This is Nikki Melnick from Maurer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
And we're back here at Thumb Broadcasting, where I have no new obituaries for you at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere, with news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries available there. And I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.